pain. For I see this was all done in vain. She didn't hurt me for the money.
Whoa, you're listening to Listening Lyrics. 95.7 in Davis, California. We're going to be spending an hour here with a guest, but before we even start, we're going to play a little bit of his music. And until we do that, we're going to say that Jeannie and I are going to be gone next week. We're going to be up in Lassen, get away from the heat here. We've had a week of triple digits. Anywhere, Jeannie, from what, 101 to about 108. And Rowan McGuire, who's with us, is coming in from the coast. But he's a native Davis guy, but he's even a little bit surprised that, my goodness, it does get warm here. Alrighty, here we go. I've Got Nothing by Rowan McGuire. And Rowan, what's the song about here?
Kind of written about the summertime and kind of just sort of finished up a bit. Well, I know at school, a lot of things going on, and sort of just wanted to be free of all that and take it easy for a little while. So, yeah, just
okay,
getting away from stuff.
Perfect. Alrighty. Well, let's listen to the song and then we'll talk about it on the other end. Here we go.
Intentions, but they crashed above my head and left me searching for direction. The rate I was going, I just kept floating away. Oh, floating away. The forests in the fields and the dirt roads they revealed led me astray. So I dug my heels into the dirt and not today, oh, not today, oh, not today, oh, not today. Oh, I got nothing left to give, my bones are weak and wearing thin. Oh, I got nothing left to give. And all that was your waging, they've been tearing at my patience. Now I'm running with the wind. Your voice has sounded older, been weathered by exposure to the ways in which the world spits you out and knocks you over. Got nothing left to give, my bones are weak and wearing thin. Oh, I got nothing left to give. Stole my heart and my free will the other day. The wind blew through my hair, picked me up and left me there, but I couldn't stay. Oh, I couldn't stay. I chased the setting sun across the ocean to your arms miles away. Back to the gold, back to the yellow, the redwoods in the willows, where I remain, where I remain, oh, I remain, where I remain. Oh, I got nothing left to give, my bones are weak and wearing thin. Oh, I got nothing left to give. And all the wars you're waging, they've been tearing at my patience. Now I'm running with the wind. Your voice has sounded older, been weathered by exposure to the ways in which the world spits you out and knocks you over. Got nothing left to give, my bones are weak and wearing thin. I got nothing left to give.
Well done, Rowan. Enjoyed that. That's going to be on a new CD?
Yeah. That's on a CD we just released, actually, a couple weeks ago. It's on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you like listening to music.
Okay, cool. I've Got Nothing, and you said I've Got Nothing is about summer.
Yeah.
So how does that work?
I don't know if it's more about – it's less about the season of summer, but – more about, I guess, events that happened during that summer. I wrote it during the summer. A bit about traveling and just sort of getting away from sort of the stressfulness and everything.
All of that.
You know, I guess.
So when were you on the show last? Has it been 3 years?
I think it has been about 3 years now.
So when you were on, you were in your first or second year at Paso Robles, right?
Or at Cal Poly in SLO.
Yep. So, and you were studying...
landscape architecture, yeah.
Landscape architecture. Yeah. So are you to a point now when you walk into someone's home or wherever, you kind of look around going, wow, I could really do a number here?
I don't know about that. I definitely know my plants a lot better. In fact, my bandmates and stuff, they're real sick of me. The point I'm like, oh, there's that one plant over there, you know.
Yeah,
so they're kind of sick of that. But
Who would use services once you graduate? Who would use that? Homeowners, businesses, malls?
Everyone, you know, whoever has any kind of development kind of stuff they're trying to do or whatever. But I'd like to go into sort of the more like higher end contemporary kind of. Artistic stuff.
Okay.
Personally, but
okay. I'm on the board of an HOA. We live in an HOA, and we have limited landscaping. But they were talking, you know, in a year or two, we got to hire someone and get rid of some of this grass and blah blah blah. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. It's always work to be done. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Always work to be done. Mm-hmm. You're in school. I notice on your Facebook page, you're constantly playing.
Yeah.
Right. Constantly.
Yeah. All the time, yeah.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a fun thing to have kind of on the side of going to school and everything. It's sort of a good outlet and good way to meet people and met a lot of friends through it.
Right.
But, yeah, no, I try and sort of keep the gigs pretty frequent. But, yeah, so we're stepping it up a little bit towards the end of this last quarter with recording
And you're traveling now with a group, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got... Who's in the group?
So we've got some of my friends, Addison Rifkin on the guitar.
Right.
He was playing the electric guitar on that last track we heard.
Right.
And Troy Hansen on the bass.
Right.
And Cody Rierthong on the drums. So
there's four of you.
Four of us, yeah.
And you're traveling north now.
Yeah, so we're in the sort of beginning of a little trip up to Seattle.
Right.
And back, and so... we played in SLO on Tuesday, Santa Cruz on Wednesday, and we're playing in Davis tomorrow night at Woodstock's, 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Then
so late.
I know. Gotta go to bed, you know? So,
yeah. I know. I try to get to, then that's tomorrow night, right?
That's tomorrow night, yeah. So.
Which is Saturday the 24th.
Saturday the 24th, 10 p.m.
Because this show will repeat again on Sunday and twice during the week, so we don't want people running out there to see Rowan. But that's become a nice little venue and a nice little space, and yes, it does start at 10 and sometimes not until past 10.
Yeah, Yeah, well, hopefully we'll try and start right on the dot.
Yeah, no, that never happens. That never happens.
You got to go into it thinking it will, and then that way you at least start by like 10:30 or something.
Right.
And then you're not surprised when it's quarter of 11, whatever. It's a
musician thing. You have a nice, deep voice. I enjoy listening to it when you're singing. Do you take voice lessons?
I don't take voice lessons, but I actually just learned a week ago or so. I'm a bass. I think that's what determined. So we recorded the EP in Troy's garage, the bass player.
Right.
And his roommate is a vocal student at Cal Poly.
Oh.
And so he after hearing me like sing in his garage for like a month and beat myself up over it, he gave me a few pointers a week ago about like supporting your breath and all that kind of stuff. That's the only vocal lesson I've had, but it was definitely helpful. Figured out some stuff about
breathing
about
from your belly, or not your belly, your diaphragm, or something.
So that's about the extent of my vocal
education. You've never had voice lessons, have you? I think it might. I am not a good singer. I can't even hold a key, but I wonder if taking voice lessons that could change. Probably not.
Probably wouldn't hurt, you know?
Yeah, no, it can't hurt.
It wouldn't hurt, but you also... But you do have a good ear for music.
I have a good ear for music, but I can't hold a tune.
I think it was because you grew up singing a lot of hymns, and you just were kind of... Those three notes did it for you.
Yeah. What kind of music do you describe your sound as?
I'd say it's on the sort of folk rockier side of things, especially now with the band.
Right.
And yeah, that last tune, I sort of wrote it with playing it with a band in mind a little bit more than some of the older stuff, which we've kind of sort of adapted to fit the band. And so it's a little higher energy, a little more danceable, you know. So.
Yeah. Well, we're well into the first quarter of the show. Why don't we have you play something?
Sure thing. So I'm going to play a tune that's it's the third track of four on the new EP. It's called Forgiveness.
Okay. Here we go. And I'll fix that as we go along.
All right. Here we go. I heard it in the silence and in the roar of the river, the way we asked for forgiveness. Here at the end of your tether, I sigh from the hilltops and in the gray wide open, the way the sun set over your kingdom broken. Take me down to where the dry river roams, year by year in the stream bed's grown. Yeah, I found peace deep in my bones. Your love is evergreen, yeah, you taught me so. I heard it in the silence, in the roar of the river, where you ask for forgiveness. Here at the end of your tether, aside from the hilltops, in the gray wide open, the way the sun set, oh, your kingdom broken. Don't rock them, boy, till you see them dry land. Yeah, there's gale force winds in the water seeping in. And you're burying your hatchet in the hull of your ship. So don't look now, cause you're sinking with it. And you tried as hard as you can. And every road you take leads you right back home in the end. Time, time again. Yeah, you get lit up on the things you don't understand. I heard it in the silence, the roar of the river, the way you ask for forgiveness. Here at the end of your tether, aside from the hill tides, in the gray wide open, the way the sun set over your kingdom broken.
Ooh.
Very nice.
Thank you.
I love some of those lyrics. Let me get my mic going here. Don't rock the boat until you see dry land.
Mm-hmm. Good advice.
You write everything?
Yeah, yeah. I write all the lyrics. And everything.
Wow. Do you study literature or English, or is that sort? Do you write poetry?
No, just lyrics. I don't know. That's okay. About it. Yeah.
All righty. I like that line. I'm going to remember it. Right, don't on. Rock the boat. Sort of. To me, it sort of means like you better have an alternate plan if you're going to start rocking the boat, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta figure everything out first for you. Yeah.
Here is a K-Dirt alert. K-Dirt, your community radio station, has just $800 left to go to reach our fundraising goal, and we have a $400 match challenge. Please donate today to help us take advantage of this great match. All you need to do is visit kdrt.org/donate. Or drop by the station, 1623 5th Street in East Davis, Tuesday through Friday during business hours. And thank you, as always, for supporting Grassroots Radio.
Thank you, Jeannie. Almost there. 6-8 weeks. Yeah. We'll stay on the air again. You know, last year we had a fun drive to put a new antenna up, and that was successful, and next month we're going to put it up, so we'll be able to reach. We'll be able to reach all the way to the Wonder Bar then.
Oh wow! No, not bad. That's big. The big time there. Yeah.
Not quite the causeway.
No. I think we'll go well beyond the causeway. Then.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're there now, but
maybe
yeah.
Woodland.
Woodland, Winters, I'm sure, yeah.
Maybe Dixon.
But, you know, I think most of our listeners are online anyway.
Yeah, I think that's a big way I think people are listening to radio these days.
Yeah,
I mean.
So, and I want to redo my pods. I'm as a podcast on iTunes. But iTunes, I don't know, they're kind of playing around with things and it's not coming through. So I'm going to switch where you house your pod. I don't know what you would call that, but. Whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's for
cloud.
The future. Your voice. I was looking it up. Your voice. Have you ever heard of Fred Neil?
Mm.
I haven't. I'll have to check him out.
Yep.
You've heard some of his songs.
I'm sure.
Fred Neil did Everybody's Talking.
Okay.
Everybody's Talking at Me. See, that was in a C. But no, but he gave up on music. He wrote some, and then he sort of went to Florida, and for the rest of his life, he donated his time to saving the dolphins.
Interesting path.
But
there.
Your voice is just like that, and I'm going to try to squeeze in a little bit of Fred Neil, because not too many people listen to him, and I think it's a good thing that... I share his short career. Yes. How's that?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, hopefully mine ends up a little bit longer than that. But
well,
yeah.
No.
But you know, like Everybody's Talking was a major, major hit. You would. He lived comfortably the rest of his life because of that one song.
All right. Well,
that's your goal.
All right. That's
your goal,
one,
right?
1, 2, 3, 4, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
It's, that way you can spend the rest of your life in your gardens and not worry about a thing. what is more of a passion, music or landscaping?
Music, hands down. You know, that's. I think the
hands down. I mean, no question.
Yeah, no question. Landscape architecture is like
work.
Work. Yeah. So hopefully this
can now wait a minute. And so now
it stays not work, you know, the music, but yeah. I'm going to school for it, you know. It'll be there.
Well, why in the world would you have picked it?
Well, it's like it's creative for sure. You know, it's creative and practical. Whereas
there's an aspect of art involved.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's not like landscaping so much as it's more on the architecture side. So the more the like design and creative design kind of stuff, less than just putting in plants.
You know, I never thought of architecture or landscaping that way, but
well, yeah,
it is.
They're kind of two different things: landscape architecture and landscaping are
right.
two different
things, right? But landscape architecture is really you're manipulating live things into art,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And doing it environmentally. You're looking at water use and shade patterns. Mm-hmm. And
Who's the most famous person in that field?
Oh.
Now I'm really going to put you on the spot, right?
I don't know. There's a lot of guys like Peter Walker or... there's tons of firms. James Corner, if you've heard of the High Line in New York City, it's like mm-hmm. a pretty famous park. James Corner.
Okay.
James Corner is probably the biggest celebrity landscape architect out there. You know?
I listened to a podcast called S City, I think, or S Street, and there's three other letters after that, which I won't say on the air. And this guy in Alabama, I believe, made one of these walking, what do you call that, when you kind of walk in a place and you can get lost?
Oh, yeah. Meditative.
Like a labyrinth.
Yeah. But he made it so it's high enough you can't see over. And then when you walk through it, you reach a point and there's a gate and you can choose one of two ways. And he made it so if you absolutely made all the choices, the wrong one, you'd have a hard time getting out.
Ooh.
Yeah. But he said that wasn't landscape architecture, was a mathematical thing he did with growing plants.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call
so,
it. You know.
Yeah. So when are you going to release your LP?
Well, it's actually out already. We released it on June 9th. A week or so ago.
Okay.
And there's four tracks on it, and it's they're all originals. Three of them have the whole band on it.
Right.
And so it was kind of a way that, because two of the guys are graduating, or they just graduated a week ago, and so it was sort of a way to sort of like solidify the stuff we'd created over the last 2 years or so, and. Also have something to sort of sell up our way up the coast and pay for gas money. You know?
Right.
But,
yeah.
So that's sort of the culmination of the last two or three years playing with this group. And
okay. It's kind of a nice, when you're my age, you can pull out the old CD and ask your grandkids, do you have anything to play this on? Yeah. Because this is what I sounded
what
like 50
that?
Years ago.
Actually, with the last CD I made, I think it was shortly after... Right before I came in last time here, and I didn't have any way to play it. Like when I got it in the mail, you know, so I had to call my buddy up and like get in his car and just like make sure, because I want to make sure the CDs worked, you know, before I went and sold them to people. So I have a CD player in my car now, though, so I can listen to it. You know?
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Alrighty. And what's the name of the EP?
The EP is called The White Brittle Bones EP.
Okay.
And
can we play one more song from that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
We'll play the title track off of it. It's called Brittle Bones.
Okay, here we go, Brittle Bones.
Seems the closer I get, the further I roam through the rows and rows of white brittle bones and old friends and cigarettes that I've come to know. It seems the darker the day, more tender the rose. Yeah, this beauty you seek, will it set you free? Like the bloom of them blossoms from winter to spring, words that you spoke, they've been lost in the breeze, in the dark of the day. The more we'll believe. Set me free, your white picket dreams, tearing at the seams, I'm not the man I used to be. Set me free, I don't know where I wanna be. Ain't that the beauty of it all the way we hide from what we see? Our own graves in these places we've made, deep in the earth among the roots where we lay. And under it all, it seems I've lost my way. In the darker the day, the longer the wait. Set me free, white picket dreams, tearing at the seams, I'm not the man I used to be. Set me free, I don't know where I wanna be. Ain't it the beauty of it all the way we hide from what we see? Seems the closer I get, the further I roam through the rows and rows, white bread on bones and old friends and cigarettes that I've come to know. It seems the darker the day, more tender the rose. It seems the closer I get, the further I roam through the rows and rows, white brittle bones and old friends and cigarettes that I've come to know. It seems the darker the day, tender the road.
Jump to it. Jump to it, Peter. Rowan, what was the name of that song?
That is Brittle Bones off Brittle of the new record. Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna save that song for later on, aren't we, Jeannie? Mm-hmm. So you've got a website.
I do.
Okay, Rowan, what is it?
RowanMaguire.com.
Okay.
Yeah, you can find links to all the music there, pictures, videos. It's also Facebook, Instagram.
T-shirts.
Not t-shirts. Yeah, we didn't. After buying the CDs, we didn't have the capital to go to the t-shirts. You know, so
got to move those CDs.
Sell
first.
Some CDs first. Pay for gas money, then maybe we can
Good
get some
Lord.
T-shirts.
and then you're traveling. You're touring now. So mm-hmm. you're going from here in Davis. You're going up the coast, sort of.
Yeah, we're going to Arcata on Monday.
Okay.
We're playing at a place called Blondie's up there on Monday night. So if any of you guys listen and have friends up there. Tell them to come on out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we're going to Eugene on Wednesday, and we're playing.
That's a nice town.
Yeah, yeah. We're playing at a house show there. We have a friend up there who's agreed to host us. So,
oh, great.
That'll be fun. Those are always kind of low key and mellow, you know.
Right.
Then we're headed up to Portland the next day, Thursday the 29th, and we're playing at the Ash Street Saloon.
Okay.
And then finally, the next Monday, we're playing in Seattle at the Crocodile. And then that's it. So,
are your shows G-rated?
Yeah, yeah, they're pretty tame. I think we're not
because we have a granddaughter who's now 13, mm-hmm. and she loves music. Mm-hmm. We might tell her mom, look, you take her.
Yeah, yeah,
you've done it before.
Yeah, tell everyone, tell your friends, family, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. We're still kind of ironing out the details for the house concert, so we'll see. But yeah,
okay,
should be
it's on your website.
Yeah, it'll okay. All the details will be up posted.
I'm gonna go ahead.
No, she was just at I think it's called the Warp Tour.
I don't think of
Creepers.
Creepers, yeah.
No idea.
You don't know what 13-year-olds are into, do you?
Not anymore. No.
Yeah, okay. Those years are behind you.
10 years ago.
Just to kind of switch things, so you're doing all these concerts. So now by the end of the trip, you're going to say, wow, the one in Eugene was just rocking, and the one in Arcadia, you said?
Arcadia,
Humboldt, yeah. Humboldt County, you know, it just didn't work. What makes, for the performer, what makes, besides how many people were there?
Right. What makes it or breaks it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of different variables at play whenever you're performing anything. So, obviously, audience attendance is encouraged and helpful to creating a good show. But also, I mean, just how tight the band's playing
everything.
So, yeah, especially with the band now, it's definitely a lot more moving parts, so you know.
Yeah.
When everything goes smoothly, it definitely feels real good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd say just how smoothly we play is definitely what sort of makes it or breaks it, regardless of audience or not.
Do you sense at times where the audience is not with you? Can you sense that?
You know, it kind of depends on the venue and stuff.
Right.
Like Tuesday night, we played at this bar in San Luis Obispo, which is a pretty big venue, and we had it like filled in with quite a lot of our fans and friends down there because we'd been there for a while, and so sort of a send off show, and but it was also like a loud bar and stuff, and so you know that kind of detracts from people's attention.
You become background then.
Yeah, and so it was an instance where I guess there was a lot of people there, but there's like the first like maybe five rows of people were really into it or something,
but then
everyone in the back is sort of just listening or whatever.
Right.
But then on Wednesday night, I guess we were in Santa Cruz at this pub downtown, the Poet and the Patriot, and we had some friends come out, and there's probably about 25 people there throughout the whole night, you know, and but everyone there was like very sort of attuned to the music and very attentive and
listening.
Yeah,
that's the one nice thing with a house concert.
Yeah,
house concerts tend to focus on
exactly
the performer.
Everyone's there for one reason, not to go get drinks or whatever, but
yeah.
But yeah, and that one was a lot of fun too. Yeah, they're a lot of fun for different reasons.
Yeah. You know, we have a person in town that does house concerts, Bill Wagman, but it's more for folk music.
I mean, I'd say we're on the folky side. We definitely can fit the situation.
Tweak
you know?
It a little bit.
I wouldn't even call it folk. I would say it's. I don't know, but it draws people my age.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
you guys have all the money to buy the CDs, so you know, that's definitely
that's
a good demographic for us.
But
you know?
But what I'm trying to get to is, I don't know of anyone that does house concerts that would take up bands like you. I just don't hear of it here in Davis.
I think it like at least in Slow and stuff. It definitely centers around like the sort of college community and stuff.
Right.
Like, I'm sure. There's a lot of stuff going on at UC Davis, you know, like house concerts and all
and
that
probably
kind of stuff.
There's the whispering going around, keep Pete away, keep Pete away.
Gray hair, not invited.
Keep PA, keep Pete away, keep PA. No, but your type of music would be very good just to sit and concentrate. Because even when you play at Woodstock's tomorrow night, you're going to have the same thing. The first few groups around you are listening.
Yeah.
And then you got the bar.
Right.
You know, and then, you hope they turn the TV off and there isn't a boxing match going on.
Well, maybe now that you said that, we'll try and address that before we start playing, you know.
There you go,
all set up right. But, yeah, no, it's definitely a different situation everywhere you play. And, you know, having the guys playing with me is a lot of fun, too, because, like, especially when, like, we're all up on stage together, it's kind of like, we're all doing it together, and so even if the guy in the back is on his phone or whatever, you know, we're having a good time and all that. So
yeah.
And when you're solo, you can't. You're very invested.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, so yeah. Just me and that guy, and he's not listening.
One Health and Wildlife Talk shares the best stories and ideas from UC Davis One Health Institute and the Karen C. Dreyer Wildlife Health Centers. Stories that focus on the health of animals, people, and the environment. Join host Justin Cox and special guests on Friday, noon to 12:30 on KDRT. For replay times, visit kdrt.org and click the schedule tab.
It's the same train every time, 'cause his world is built on punctuality. It never fails, and he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservative. Father calls the maid, and she stirs the tea with counselors while discussing foreign trade. And she passes looks as well as bills at every suave young man. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town.
Oh, the Kinks. The Kinks from 1965, 67, somewhere in there. They've got a little bit of a cult following. The Davis brothers, who could not stand each other, didn't want to look at each other, but have been together all these years creating music. And
how does that work?
I saw them play in Cincinnati. It was kind of like downstairs somewhere, maybe 80 people, and the two brothers got into a fight. I mean, literally, you know, it's just like incredible.
Spicy.
But anyways, one of the Davies brothers celebrated his birthday this past week, and I think he's like 75 now. And so I thought, well, okay, we'll have to pay tribute to him.
Right on.
If you could pick one musician you could have dinner with, who would that be today? That's alive.
Alive.
So no Frank Sinatra. No Michael Jackson,
right.
No Jimi Hendrix.
Probably this guy Ben Howard. I think he's one of the guys that I think has influenced my playing the most.
I know that name.
Yeah, he's from the UK, but he's gotten pretty decent exposure over here on the side.
And so, what do you like about his music?
So I used to just only play guitar and not sing.
Right.
Like, back probably 5 or 6 years ago now. But I write in like all these kind of like odd tunings and stuff like that, and he sort of started doing that, And he sort of followed that to sort of popularity, I guess.
Right.
And so I guess I'd be like pretty curious about like
why he did it, how he did it,
how he did it. You know what his route was. And stuff,
right.
So.
Right. Yeah. Cool. Okay. You've played one live one.
Yeah.
Can we ask you to do another one? We're pushing. We have 15 minutes left.
Yeah. I'll play another tune. Let's see. This one's called Restless, and this is
okay.
It's a little older. It's not off the EP. Yeah, here it goes.
I arrived as the sky on caught fire. Oh, my soul was warm to the wire. And I've been away so long, day by day. Traces I left had worn and faded away. Restless wings take me high and burn the sea. I'm gone with the wind and gusts and the summer breeze. And all this little hope will no complaints. What's on your wind-blown face? My breath away. My breath away. Complacency is killing me. The days grow old, I see. It's funny the way we rush, just a way just to be set free. And I've been away so long, forgotten what it all means. Hear the song the rain drops me, dancing on the leaves. Restless wings take me high and burn the sea. Gone with the wind and gusts and the summer breeze. And all the open plains, all the bright blue sky, a soft smile on your white and blue face. My breath away. My breath away. Thank you.
You know, are you there, Jeannie? Yes. we've got a whole package here. Your guitar playing is spot on. Your voice is spot on. Your lyrics, even the good looks, it's all there.
I can picture something very close to it. Mammoth fireplace.
Mammoth, like in at Mammoth around the fireplace?
No, just a huge fireplace, you know, with the roaring fire and the guitar and just one.
What a voice.
Yeah. Good mesmerizing.
When did you discover your voice?
I started singing probably about 4 years ago, sort of right when I started getting to college and
so
everything.
So no choirs or anything like that when you were younger?
I think I may have been in like some choir when I was a kid, you know, how Davis is.
We all were.
Everyone at some point has been something like that. But yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess like I'd played a guitar for a really long time, acoustic guitar and all that, and I'd played around town with it a little bit, but it's kind of, you know, like the acoustic guitar is like very like easy in the sense that it's like it's hard to offend anyone with it, you know, but
right.
it's also
true.
Like hard to get anyone like really really like pumped on like just
right,
acoustic
right.
guitar, you know, so sort of adding the lyrics and the voice to it, I think definitely sort
right.
of helps draw people in.
You know what I love about live radio is when you made that little mistake there. And
it's been a while since I played that last time.
Right, but the nice thing is how people react. Mm-hmm. We've had people in here that just like are freaked out and kind of lose it. You can, it shows your personality. You kind of chuckled and laughed, and we all kind of chuckled.
Going, yeah.
You kept on going, and it was fine.
What are you going to do? You know?
Yeah. What are you going to do?
We're all human.
Exactly.
Know?
Yeah. No.
You can't stop and start all
and,
over.
And
you.
I'll tell you, half the people, if you wouldn't have said anything, probably wouldn't have noticed if you hadn't giggled. You know?
Yeah. But I've gotten that critique before. I was just like, shut up. Don't say anything about it. I was like. Yeah.
You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Rowan McGuire is our guest for the hour. He's visiting us from all the way from the what is the high temperature in Paso Robles right now?
It's Paso's pretty close. Slow. San Luis Obispo is probably about 70s right now.
Okay,
that's what it was all week. So
okay,
pretty mild.
Oh, for
to
a
die
70
for.
Day.
I know.
Yes.
To die for.
Yeah. So. It's been a treat coming back to Davis.
Yeah.
For
and how far are the two away from each other? Paso and...
Or Slow is about 5 hours south of Davis.
No, I mean between Paso Robles and...
About 40 minutes or so.
Oh,
but
yeah.
they're over a big sort of mountain range a little bit. So Paso's on the inland side, whereas Slow's on the,
right.
the coastal side.
Coast side, yeah. Davis Community Meals provides low-income and homeless families and individuals with housing, food, and human services to help them rebuild their lives. Programs include emergency, transitional, and permanent housing, the H Street Resource Center and Day Shelter, a cold weather shelter, and free meals at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in West Davis. For more information or to help out, call 530-756-4008. Or visit DavisCommunityMeals.org.
Rowan, your home is here. Your parents still live here in Davis?
Yeah. Davis is still definitely home base.
Okay, and they're supportive in your whole endeavor musically wise.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
Are they? Do they drive and follow your tour around? Are they becoming groupies?
My dad has been known to show up at some of our shows and Slow and all that. So yeah, they're very very supportive.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Definitely.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the before I get there, we were talking about you learning your discovering your voice just 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. What was the feeling the first time you stood in front of people and sang? Because I know I'd be a nervous wreck.
My
voice would quiver, everything else.
I was pretty nervous, I think. I think the first like real one was at this open mic night at Cal Poly, but it was a pretty big open mic as
right.
open mics go. It's kind of a advertise, you know, all the kids on the dorms that have nothing
right.
to do on
right.
Thursday nights, you know, so they get a captive audience. But I had a little band with me who played my tune The Island, which is off my last record. It was kind of nerve wracking, but it felt real good after we'd finished.
Good.
That's the thing. Once you've done it,
it feels good.
Yeah.
Oh,
and you're pumped, yeah. Yeah, but I don't know, it's, since then, I feel like I've gotten way less.
Do you ever, when you're performing, especially solo, do you ever have people saying, being rude?
Like during the performance?
You suck. Nah, get off the stage.
Thankfully, I haven't ever been booed off or told I suck yet. Okay. So someday, you can't please everyone, you know, so it's going to come, you know, but whatever.
Yeah. Okay. And Jeannie, you've got one more for us, right?
I do. KDRT is a product of a project of Davis Media Access, an independent media outlet for alternative voices. Our sustained vision demonstrates the power of the grassroots movement, and we welcome community input. If you'd like to contribute your unique voice to the airways or to volunteer behind the scenes, just contact us at info@kdrt.org, where the grassroots grow.
So, Ron, you're saying the passion is your music. Mm-hmm. If you had an opportunity, you would make that a career. If financially you could do it. So, someone your age looking at the future of music, how do you see performers like you making money? Because it's not in CDs anymore,
no,
is
it's,
it?
It's not.
Do you work on selling T-shirts or?
I think touring and ticket sales and merch and all that kind of stuff is definitely a big way of making money. You know, I know that there's like good money in getting your songs featured in like TV and movies and stuff like that. So royalty checks and stuff, but yeah, and as Spotify plays, I think you get like. Get a point like 0.007 cents or something for play, you know.
Right. So you get 1,000 hits and you get like a check for like 70 cents,
yeah, or
you
something
know?
Like that. Yeah. So it's fun to watch it, you know, because having all this stuff up on Spotify and iTunes and everything, it's fun to watch the numbers and everything. But like, there's not a whole lot of income coming from that. But
is that difficult to get on Spotify?
No.
What's the process?
It's pretty easy, actually. There's a lot of companies out there there's a lot more popping up nowadays, I think, too. But
and how much do they charge to get you up on there?
I think it costs about $90 they distribute it to Spotify, iTunes, wherever. And then I think part of that 90 is getting the songs registered with ASCAP or BMI, whatever you're...
Mm-hmm. Right. That's what Jeannie is doing. She's writing down every song because we have to supply to ASCAP and public radio and the people that follow this every song played on this station.
Okay.
So,
oh, sweet. Maybe get like 30 cents or something.
Yeah. No. Now, the exception is the live performances, we don't, but anything recorded, like yours is going to be difficult because it's coming from. But anyways, we'll deal with it. So, okay.
Yeah, we were watching an English detective show, which I don't remember the name.
Right.
But help me with the musician who did the theme song.
Oh, don't even ask. Oh.
Yeah, well, there's definitely a lot of money in theme songs. You know, that might be the...
Because not only was it an awesome song, but they played it at the beginning and the end.
Right, that's a double...
Like three seasons, you know, so good exposure. Yeah.
That's the dream right there, you know.
Yeah, it's the dream. But, okay, so that's one part of the dream. The other dream is, like, we get people coming through here, like, and Dirk Hamilton is a good example. He's probably 65. He started doing this when he was your age. He's still doing it. And money isn't his goal. Performing is his goal. He just wants to make ends meet, and he knows he's way past, you know, ever hitting the big time.
Right. I think there's definitely something to be said for just, like, performing as its own thing, regardless of how much you're making, you know. But
even if it ends up a hobby, you know, 30
exactly
years from
Well,
now.
It has to be. Do you walk off the stage just going, wow, that was a good hit?
Yeah.
You know?
No, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. It's its own thing, totally. Totally.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. We got little less than 3.5 minutes.
Okay.
Let's fade out with one of your last songs from your EP.
All right. This tune's called Trapped Inside. So it features the band, Troy Hansen on bass, Addison Rifkin on guitar, Cody Riathong on drums. They've been very instrumental in creating all this stuff. So
looking forward to meeting them after the show. And You know, on your way back, I don't know how long you guys are going to get lost up there in Washington in the rain and all that. But shoot me a note. I'd love to have the whole group on. I'm kind of, July and August is kind of the doldrums for us because a lot of bands are touring and they're not here anymore.
Not in town. Yeah, well, depending on the day they were
Yeah, it's all live. Has to be Friday. So, okay, what's the name of the song? But before we do that, thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Ron McGuire, we've had him the whole hour, singer-songwriter. Right here out of Davis. He's performing around town. You can find him on RowanMcGuire.com.
Yeah, that's it.
And from there, you can go to Facebook, Instagram.
Twitter.
Whoa.
Everything.
Everything. Yeah. That's part of the job.
We got a show tomorrow night, Saturday the 24th at Woodstocks.
Good.
At 10 p.m. So
nice.
Hopefully, if you like what you hear, we'll be more of it there.
So. I love what I hear. Love the voice, love the tunes, and now I'm going to love to listen to the band.
Yeah.
See what that's all about.
So this tune's called Trapped Inside.
He's trapped inside by these own walls. They hold him in and make him feel small. His eyes are closed and the walls come crashing down. And all that's left are the windows, and he can't hear a sound, but above his head he sees the blue skies of his hometown. Street corner, he's walked 1,000 miles. He's got dirt on his face, but he has the biggest smile. Hey, give me some change, yeah. Not the kind in my jar. Give me something that'll change where I am and how I got this far. Every night when I go to sleep, I dream of things that are out of my reach, and when I wake up, I'm in a hole that's a mile deep. So what can I do?